What do we got here?
It's
bars and water and
bars and water. I mean, you can't leave a big man hungry. You just can't. What I figured out about myself is that life goes smoothly when you're not hangry.
Yeah, and I'm not even in as good a shape as you. I mean, far from it, actually. And I don't want to be hangry either.
Yeah,
you might want to buckle. You and the quarterback, for goodness sake, did the same thing.
Did he?
Buckle the seatbelt, man.
We live life on the edge.
I guess. Not for long like that.
No. Buckle up.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So what do you think so far, man? I mean, you're a day in. You've had a night in now. Is it everything you would have dreamed of so far?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd definitely say so. You have those, nightmarish feelings, that come up when you go somewhere unfamiliar. Yeah.
You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, but, I mean, I felt nothing but love, especially from the coaching staff and the just the people especially. I mean, you see how many people are so positive about Jacksonville and the Jaguars and Duval.
Do you ever get back to Pennsylvania?
I do. I host a charity golf outing in late June.
Where at?
In my hometown of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And it'll be my third annual. So
nice.
Hopefully we keep it going. It's been growing and, good things have been coming from it. And people have been having fun. So, as long as we're raising money for a good cause and it grows, then I'm happy.
Do you you ever watch the show Amish Mafia?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's...
Is that real?
I'm not sure if anything on TV is real, but...
What? it's a reality show.
Yeah.
Levi. He's from your hometown. You should know him, right?
That's it.
You better know him.
I just can't believe it's reached all the way down here. Where
people, it's a big deal. That's the only reason I have cable.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what to say about that show. I've never really watched it other than, clips that people have sent me of Levin and Levi.
Oh, he's a bad dude, man.
Yeah, so I've heard. Pick one other sport that you like other than football.
Baseball. All day. I worked in baseball for 10
years. Have a baseball voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
Give me a little bottom of the ninth.
No, I can't do that. I'm not on the clock right now.
Oh.
Can't do that.
Good job. I like that.
Why are we going so slow, by the way? What's going on? Is this a school zone? I didn't even know it. Yep, it is.
Yeah, it's a school zone.
Got to protect the kids, of course. Yeah, this is great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
Are you a Counting Crows fan, by the way?
Don't do this. Is he going to do this right now?
That?
Oh, man.
I guess you hear that a lot.
Adam Durwitz.
You don't like them?
Great band, but...
What's your favorite song?
I'll be there for you. That's not them.
Not them.
Well, I know that my only reason that I would ever claim Adam Durwitz is because I know his history, and that includes Courtney Cox. So,
does it?
Yeah. Oh, I've read his laundry list. I've gotten all those comparisons, and I mean, I honestly think I look a little bit better than he does.
Well, you're in better shape than he is. I'll give you that.
Oh, wow. Man.
Right? But I don't know about looks. I'm just saying, physically, you're probably in better shape than him. You're a professional athlete. You should be in better shape than him.
I hope so.
He's a professional singer.
But that's what I'm saying. If he can get Courtney Cox, I mean, I'm going to hang in there. And hold on.
That's been a while, though, right?
It has been. Yeah. It has been. So
he's not really in his prime anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sizzling, baby. I'm sizzling.
You promised some Paul Posluszny stories.
Promised.
In the press conference yesterday.
Okay.
I feel like we're getting to know a little bit. You said, wait till we get to know each other. 10 minutes.
Right? No, yeah, of course. A ride to the airport, constitutes that.
Yeah. We need a good one, because you were a freshman when he was a senior.
Yes.
At State College.
I was a freshman when Paul was a senior, and, coming into... Penn State, Paul Posluszny, Sean Lee, Dan Connor were already pretty established as, the the linebacking core, and a very good one.
Linebacker you, right?
Yeah, and that's the same year I came in with Navarro, Navarro Bowman. Okay. And so we had a really good freshman class in 2006, and, you know, we were pushing a lot of the upperclassmen in the summer workouts before the season. But there was just one guy that we really couldn't just catch up to in all the workout stuff. He was a workout warrior, and he just, it was like a workout machine more than a warrior, because he did some crazy things that wasn't like human-like, or at least I didn't think so at the time. So there's this huge hill on the side of our indoor practice facility at Penn State. And so we would go run hills. And you'd run up this hill, and then it was really wide, so you had to jog all the way back down to get back at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
So you run up it, and then you come back down. And we're split into three groups, A, B, and C, which, you know, they split up, you know, tight ends and linebackers and defensive ends all go in B group. Mm-hmm. You know, A groups like wide receivers, running backs, C groups, you know, big guys, linemen. Well, at the time, I was about 275 pounds. I was playing defensive end, and so I was running with the linebackers. And who does everybody want to run, you know, next to try to, you know, either prove themselves or keep up is Paul Posluszny.
Right.
And, like, Paul was a god on campus.
Really?
Yeah. He couldn't leave his apartment. He couldn't leave his place.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And, but wow. He would work out so hard, and, you know, and everybody saw it and respected it. And so I would try to line up close to him, and we'd run up this hill. We'd sprint right up this hill, and I wouldn't be too far behind him. But then as soon as we get to the top, we'd jog all the way back down. You only had about a minute to rest until you had to do it again. Mm-hmm. Everybody's bent over, you know, just dogging it, you know, breathing hard. Where's Paul? Everybody's looking side to side for Paul. And while everybody's breathing hard and taking everybody's oxygen up here, he's down on the ground doing push-ups. He might have done 50 push-ups before the minute was over. And he's up again, and he's first in line to run again. And it was nuts. But, I mean, that just kind of explains, you know, who Paul is and my initial meeting of him and how he's never really changed. So I'm really excited to get back here and play with him.
Hang on, Jared. We got to get over to the right, so hang tight there. We got a car coming. Look at this professional driving. That merge. See that merge?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
He just gave you the finger.
That's okay. I deserved it. We're nice in Jacksonville, too.
Okay. Do you have an English accent?
No. You?
Not quite.
No, you don't. That's for that.
It was way better
than... I've been there twice.
It was way better than... New.
That was close, right?
New.
When are you back in Jacksonville?
I'm back in Jacksonville in a few weeks. I begin to look for a place.
That's right.
You're getting ready for OTAs and whatnot.
We appreciate you doing this morning, man.
No, of course.
Cool.
Thanks for taking me to the airport, man.
Yeah. Good to
really
see you.
Appreciate it. Same
Good
here.
Good to have you here, man.
Thank you.